Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How was yours?
Good. I actually had two different things this weekend. First of all, one of my unbookish hobbies is playing Pokemon Go with the family.
Oh.
And when we were in Knockout, Susan Stoker made me be her friend in Pokemon Go. Did she know she's a big...
I remember that. Yeah, I saw that.
She is a big Pokemon player. Like, I did not know that.
Nice.
So there was a big event over the weekend. So I did that today. Before the rain hit, we went to the park and walked around, and it was a community thing. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. If you play Pokemon Go, send me a message. I would happily be your friend in Pokemon. So I did that. You're laughing. Like, how nerdy can
you just be? You're just like, be my friend on Pokemon. Which is fun.
Be my friend on Pokemon. Yeah, I need all the friends.
If I played, I would.
But the other thing that I did this weekend is I crashed a signing on Saturday.
Fun.
Yeah. CalypsoCon. It's Calypso Masters. She has a small, intimate signing of 85 readers with 10 to 12 authors, just depending on the year. And this year, the signing, the event, the conference, because it's actually a conference, like there are breakout groups where they talk about like writing and inspiration and you really get to know the authors, was in Detroit this year, which is only a 90-minute drive for me. And note to Carrie and Leo, we did not loop the airport just for fun. I think they think that we do that for fun. We did not. But I went, the signing was in the afternoon. It was open to the public, but not really advertised that it's open to the public.
Yeah, I don't think I heard anything about it until you posted about it.
Yeah, so I, the PA for the event, she, with Calypso Masters, her PA and organizer, she's like, hey, come up and, you know, you can go to the signing portion with no charge. And I was like, well, awesome. Thank you. Which is great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because one of my bucket list authors was there.
Oh, which one?
I had been wanting to meet Golden Angel. Like, we've interviewed her and I love her books, but I hadn't had an opportunity to meet her yet. So in all of the cast, she was one of the authors there. And then Lexi Blake, who I did meet at Readers on the River. And Mary Carr and Lila DuBois were both there also. So, and one half of Emma Fox was there. So I got to meet all of them. It was really great. But I did run into a listener.
Yay.
So that was really fun. And I would like to apologize now for being crazy awkward at our meeting, but thank you so much for listening and thank you for saying hi. I am as nerdy in real life as I seem on this podcast.
Yeah, I told Becky it was lucky that they met her, not me, because I probably would have been like, who are you talking to?
I did have that moment. Well, because I got to meet another one of our author friends. She came and met me at the signing. And that was our first time meeting in person, and that was Maude Winter. She came and met me there. It was Tina. She's in the chat.
Oh, is she in the chat?
Yay. Yeah, Tina, it was so great to meet you, and thank you for listening and saying hi. That was really awesome. And again, sorry, I was so awkward.
We are better in camera versions.
Sometimes. Okay, I don't have a term of the week. Do you have a term of the week you want to talk about?
No, I don't. I used up all my brain power getting my list together.
That's fair. I do want to say something because earlier this summer, we did an episode about reading with pride, all the LGBTQIA romances. And I know that over on different social media outlets, there's been some discourse again about people that only read male-male. And we talked about it in that episode, how it was important to me that we covered everything and who should write it and all that kind of thing. And that's not our job to out authors. No. But a part came up that was very interesting to me. Some people will use LGBTQ as a trope and say this book is LGBTQIA trope. It's not. It's really a subgenre all on its own.
Yeah, it's not a trope.
It's not a trope. It's like romantic suspense. That's a subgenre
Yes,
of
and I
contemporary
confuse
romance.
that also. So I mean, I understand where people make that mistake, but yeah.
I think we all do it, but I just want to kind of like just friendly reminder out there that that's more a subgenre than it is a trope.
There we go.
Anyway, that's all I got. So this week's episode was actually Lindsay's idea, and she is not here with us. It's just you and me, friend.
Oh, it was Lindsay's idea. I totally forgot about that.
So this topic was born out of all the publication deals that we're seeing happening with indie authors selling their paperback distribution rights to get in bookstores. And you walk into Barnes and Noble or your local indie bookstore, and you are seeing authors that some of us have been reading for a million years, it feels like. We're
Yeah.
now seeing them have commercial space that they didn't have
Yes.
before.
Yes.
And a lot of them are authors that people talk about all the time. Like, I can't tell you how many book talk videos I come across. Like, I don't see anyone talking about this book. It's an Elsie Silver book. Or what are you talking about? Everybody's talking about that book. Or a Lucy Score book. Everyone's talking about that book. What are you
Yeah.
talking about? And so Lindsay came up with the idea when we were brainstorming. She's like, what if we did an episode where we talked about the books we'd want to see in the bookstore, which is
Yeah.
fair, but I didn't want to take away the credit
From the authors that are there.
that are there. They deserve that success, and I am so proud to see indie romance get to shine a little more,
Yes.
right?
Absolutely.
It also is, hopefully, as time moves forward, it will erase the stigma that you often hear about with indie romance books, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we want to see more.
We do. We absolutely do. So I felt like I didn't want to take away from Emily McIntyre or Lucy Score or Elsie Silver or Vi Kaelin that have all gotten these big deals recently.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take anything from them. So one of the things we talked about is oftentimes there will be a popular book and someone will say, oh my God, I really like that. I want more books like that.
Yes.
So thus we came up with this episode for this week. So on this week's episode, we are going to hype some books
Yes.
that we think you would like based on popular books
And their tropes,
and the
because
tropes.
to be clear, I have not read any of these books on this list.
I don't think I have either. A few I have. Okay, so what we did was is we took the top 20 books from Amazon over the last 6 weeks and came up with the list of tropes that are the main tropes in those books. Some we have read, some we have not read. Amanda has not read most of them,
I've read
if
some of
any.
the authors. I just haven't read these particular
Yeah.
books.
Because
So
like our listeners, our TBRs are just as out of control as yours.
they are.
But we did some digging and we went looking for their tropes. And so we're basing our recs off the tropes, not so much the
Loosely.
books. Yeah, loosely.
In my case, anyway.
So for this episode, if you like this book, we think you should try these books. Here we go. We're just going to get right into this, Amanda,
Let's do
because,
it.
and again, if you are in the chat listening along and you have a book suggestion you think fits into these tropes, basically what we did is we took the author, we took the book, we looked at the tropes, and we tried to match it with two to three of the tropes because some of these books are pretty tropey.
They are. And a lot of them I just picked like maybe one or two.
Okay.
So,
And try to.
yeah.
I will say I definitely noticed some trends.
Yes.
It looks like billionaire romance is getting a dawning again.
It does. Which, I mean, I'm not mad about it because I was never one to not like it.
And I know that people are like, oh, billionaires, they're not ethical, whatever. Listen, people, if I can read a book and I don't have to worry about where the next paycheck is coming from, come on.
I mean, I read to escape reality.
Exactly. I also think age gap is having a little bit of a dawning again.
Did it go away?
I think
Really? I mean, I don't read that much, so I'm not the one to ask.
there was some people, and again, we're very big on not yucking anyone's yum.
Nope.
I mean, although we do tease Leah a little bit,
I
but
mean, that's all in good fun.
we don't like to yuck someone's yum. But I do think there for a little while, people were like, age gap, it's just gross. It feels predatory. But based on what readers are putting into the top 100 on Amazon, they don't think the same thing.
And then, I mean, we're definitely seeing a surge in the football romance, probably thanks a little bit to Travis and Taylor. And then fake dating is really big, which I'm happy about because I love fake dating. So there was a ton of that.
Yeah. And I think that many of these proximity is screwed up.
Yes. Which I didn't even take that into account when I was picking books. I was like, I'm ignoring the proximity part of this.
And again, we've done countless episodes on close versus forced proximity and what is the difference, but there are still many, marketing people and authors that are just putting the label of forced proximity on it. And in essence, it's not correct. But proximity matters, like that the person is in your sphere, either be it close or forced. That definitely was a theme in these. Sibling's best friend also seems to be,
Yes, I'm not mad about that either.
I know it's one of your
So,
faves.
fake dating and siblings best friend are like my two favorites. So, I was not upset about this list, but in the same breath I was like, "Oh, now I have all of these books to read."
Yeah.
So,
The other thing I thought was interesting is not a lot of cowboy. We only have one cowboy in all of this.
oh yeah, that's true.
Not a lot of cowboy, only one hockey.
Yep.
And the other thing that I think that we're not seeing either is single dad. I think only one, maybe two of the books on this list of 20 were
Yeah, I
single.
think there was a single mom, so maybe we're getting a little more balance with the single mom romance.
Maybe.
And I think there was a couple maybe guardian, so
Yes.
spreading the love a little.
Which I just think is interesting because, like you have that Elsie Silver series coming out right now that's all single dads. And I will say, if you had asked me a year ago, I would have told you, oh my God, single dad, my catnip nanny single dad, I'm reading it. But in all honesty, looking at it now, the last two that I read, I'm bored.
Yeah, and I think that happens. I think we, and I do the same thing, and I'll accidentally pick up a book that is the same tropes, like very similar, and then I read it and I'm like, okay, I need to do like a complete 180.
Yeah.
So readers are probably just feeling that, they're ready for something new.
And Jenny in the comments says all the singles dads got married in the last 6 months. Yes, and they all married their nannies.
They did.
She's not wrong. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with the books. The first book that was in the top 100 for several weeks, and I think it's still in the top 100,
I think so.
is Bright Lights and Summer Nights by Kat Singleton. Now, I think that I know the reason this book is actually in the top 100.
Tell me, because I don't know.
Seven consecutive chapters, sex scene.
Oh, is that one? Okay.
And I guess she does that in all of these books, like this Black Tie Billionaire series. There's like chunks of just these really long, drawn out, sexy scenes.
Okay. All right. Well, then my picks actually make a little, they actually kind of go with that. So.
Okay. So the main tropes in this book were football, sports romance, football, billionaire. Age gap, opposites attract, siblings, best friend, fake dating. This happens at a wedding and he falls first. And so what were some of your recs that you had for this one?
Okay, I tried to keep it like two to three. So my first rec for this one, because I'm pretty particular about my football. So if I'm gonna read a football, like Maggie Rodden has her Seattle Phantoms books. That's her NFL book. Pick Six is the first one. It's a fake dating. It's actually kind of like a little bit of a second chance. It's a little different. He's billionaire, but it's really sexy. And her ex is actually his manager and best friend.
Okay.
So, but he met her first technically, which you kind of get that story in the novella, which is called Defensive End. But I really like that series. I've read the first two, and I'm definitely going to read the third at some point, but I really like that one.
And it's not new adult.
Not that one. She does have a college series, but this one is actually her NFL series. And I
Okay.
don't think they're probably mid-20s. Yeah, mid to late 20s.
Which I do fine with. I just struggle with the college
Yeah,
aspect of
same.
things.
And that's why I went to this one first, because a bunch of people kept telling me to read her football books. And I was like, I don't want to really, really don't want to read a college. And they're like, no, she has like an NFL one, and it's really good.
Okay, I might have to check that out. So, and football, the importance of football matters to you. Have you read Kristen Callahan?
No, it's on my list, and because I feel like when I hit her books, I feel like it's gonna like spiral, and I'm gonna read them all.
Well, there's only
So,
like six, so I think you're okay. There's like five football and four of the rock stars.
okay, I thought there were more for some reason. Okay.
No, J.C. Burton is my who you might be thinking of, and her
Oh,
sports
that
series
may
is
be what I'm
like,
thinking.
but honestly, Kristen Callahan, her sports series, The Friend Zone, would be the closest to this book. If you haven't read Kristen, you can machete and start anywhere with her sports books. They're all very well done. Not My Romeo by Ilse Madden Mills is also a really good pick. Again, more about the opposites attract kind
Yeah.
of feeling, and he falls first. He is the pursuer in that book.
Yeah, the same in the Pick Six.
Irresistibly Risky by Jay Salmon, that's part of the series she just completed. And
Oh, that's the newer one. Okay.
yeah, it's not the current one that she's writing in, it's the one previous after the
Okay.
Boston Billionaires. He is also a football player, and it's a sibling's best friend and a fake dating.
I also had, and it's not football, but sports, the novella by Mary Carr, Making His Play. Like, isn't that one
Yes,
fits. It's like the
it does.
wedding, the fake dating. Like, it is so, I love that book. It's so good. And if you haven't read Mary Carr, it's a really good book to get into.
It is. And actually, that when I met her yesterday, that was one of the books I bought to take for her to
Oh, did
sign
you?
because I just love that book. And then I got the first book in her new hockey series,
Oh, yeah.
which is also really good, but it's a slower burn.
Okay.
Friends to lovers, neighbors, kind of.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It would be you and Jenny. I would be like, yeah, you two should read this.
It's on my list.
All on the list. The next book that hit in the Amazon top 100, I guess these are in alphabetical order. I did sort these because I was just each day like get grabbing.
Oh, that's fine.
So these are in alphabetical order. So the next up is Crossroads by Devenny Perry. This is book one in her Haven River Ranch series. This is her series that is published by Montlake. So this is not an indie
Okay.
publish. And I do think, based on the reviews, we're doing a sip and discuss in August on this book. So I've not read it
We are.
yet. But based on the reviews, I do think everyone said it hits a little bit closer to Juniper Hill,
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
and I
part of
mean,
her
I
Eden
like the
series.
Edens for the most part, so if it's more like that, I'll probably like it.
That's what everyone said. It was a little more like that, less romantic suspense that she's done in the past.
Okay.
I wonder if it
I
has
get
more
what
of a
you're saying.
vibe of her Will and Nash, Devenny Perry stuff.
Maybe, and I haven't read those.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, so the tropes of Crossroads are childhood friend, second chance, right person, wrong time. I think it's Danielle that was looking for that recently. It is a cowboy romance. It's the only cowboy romance on the series or in this list. Workplace, she's the boss. So
oh,
the setup
nice.
of that one is interesting. They have this fling when they're young, And then she comes back years later and buys his family ranch that's been then turning it into a resort. It was kind of like a dude ranch. Now she's upscaling it. But it does have the dual timeline flashback piece.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. We're going to read in August. Okay. What do you have book-wise for this one?
So the first one I thought about for this one was The Trouble with Whiskey by Melissa Foster, which is book one in the Dark Nights at Redemption Ranch. That is Billy and Dare's book. And I keep saying their names like backwards right there. So Billy and Dare's book. They are childhood friends to lovers. This is a second chance. She, you know, they kind of have a falling out and he's working his way back into her good graces. It was definitely like a right person, wrong time. He is a little bit of a cowboy. He works on a ranch, but he's also a therapist. You also have that element of they're both into extreme sports, which I really, really liked with this book. So that was the first one I thought about when I saw those tropes.
I actually went, because it was childhood friend, second chance, right person, wrong time, I went with Every Little Piece of Me by Lexi Ryan. Have you read this one? It's the first book in the Orchard.
Yes, I did. That is the one that I read.
Yeah,
yes.
Where they got accidentally married in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And he comes back to town and she's engaged to somebody else.
Yes.
So that was what I thought about, just because I think second chance childhood friends is really hard to sell.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it has to have, there has to be something that comes between them for me.
Well, and it has to make sense, because there's a book that's mm-hmm. later on in the list. And we'll talk about it then, that it gets kind of ripped apart as a second chance.
Okay.
So I think second chance is hard. It has to make sense. It has to work. And again, I haven't read Crossroads yet, but in Every Little Piece of Me, the second chance makes sense. And it does in The Trouble with Whiskey, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, they have a big thing happens to them, like her boyfriend and his friend, their friend dies. So it's
right outside their control. Hard. Tragedy.
Yes.
Moves them away. And in Every Little Piece of Me, he leaves town to pursue bigger things, because he's kind of like from the wrong side of the tracks.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any others?
I also had Bittersweet Redemption by Jessica Prince. That's book three in her Redemption Hills series. It's Shane and Jensen. And they also, it was like kind of a class situation. Like his family was one of the richer families in town. Her aunt actually cleaned their house, and that's how they met when they were younger. And they get together and have a baby, and he basically leaves her. And you don't find out why. And then he comes back to town. He's working with a security force that ends up, you know, saving a friend of hers, and basically does everything he can to kind of get back in there. And then you find out, you know, why he left and all of that. And I really didn't think I was going to like him. I was like, I just like, this guy is like annoying me. And then by the end of it, I was like, okay.
Now you get it.
And so she's a single mom, and I really like that one. So, and there's the dual timelines there for that one.
Well, in Dual Timeline, Holding by Alexandria House. This is a hockey romance. They are childhood friends. And they're actually second chance. They're divorced. But they got divorced because of her bipolar disorder. It was undiagnosed at the time. And he was becoming a hockey star. And he couldn't cope with her erratic behavior. It's years later. She's been diagnosed. She's medicated. And they come back together. And I highly recommend, if you haven't read Alexandra House yet, guys, read her books. They're so good. Tie Me Down by Melanie Harlow. That is book four in her Bellamy Creek.
Okay.
He owns the cattle ranch. She's a single mom that lives across the street, comes back to town after, you know, her, I think her mother has died, and she's come back to like clear out the house for the summer. And
that's
a good one.
If
you're looking for one where she's the boss, Welcome to Winterville by Carrie Elks. that
Yeah, I
has.
also had A Reckless Memory by Marie Johnston on there too. They weren't childhood friends, but it's Second Chance. That's the one where he gets paid money to leave her or to marry her and she finds out and
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, and in Winterville, they had like a chance meeting as young adults. And
which
now he,
characters are those in that one?
I don't remember. That's the very first book, and it's
Okay.
the one where he's buying the town.
Oh,
He's the
okay.
billionaire coming to buy the town. You're asking me names, Amanda.
But I know that you love the series, so, and
I
I know
just love
there's
the
the, I
series.
know you guys always talk about the North guy, so I wasn't
Oh
sure if
no,
it was
it's
his
not
book.
North's
No,
book.
okay.
It's one of the cousins. It's the first book. It's the cousin. North's book is the fifth book in the
I'm gonna
series.
read it before Christmas this year, I
Okay.
promise.
Well, I figure if nobody else reads them before, I'm gonna pick one for one of our December sip and discuss and force everybody to read it.
Yes.
Because I love them so much. And Stacy agrees with me. Everyone needs to read Winterville.
Oh, there we go.
So the next book that hit the top 100 was Dating the Defensive Back. This is the Nash Brothers book one by Lisa Suzanne. Now, if anybody has read this, could you answer a couple questions for me? Because I have questions. Typically in the past, Lisa Suzanne has released her books as five, one book, same couple. Well, same couple, five books.
Like short little books, right?
They're not short. They're like
Are they not
250
short?
pages a piece. Now, I will say this book
Okay.
is almost 400 pages. So I'm assuming it's the full story, no cliffhangers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hoping that she's changed how she writes. Okay, so this was new adult again, football, age gap, brother's best friend, fake dating. It was forbidden. It claims forced proximity. I think it's more close proximity. Opposites attract. She's a virgin and one bed. Oh, I guess that would be forced proximity then, one bed.
Oh, is that the one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you have for this one?
Okay. Mine for this one were not very good because, like I said, I don't read a lot of college football. The only college football book that I think I even have that I've read is Worth Every Second by Jocelyn Soto. So, and the only thing that matches is the college footballs.
It's still a good book.
But it's a really good book. They are opposites attract a little
Well,
bit.
I don't think, I think she terms it new adult, but I wonder if he's like new into the NFL because it claims age gap.
Oh, maybe. So I'm thinking, okay, so I automatically assumed college football, so that might not be college. Yeah, I don't know. But my only other one for that one was the Cocky Kingsman series by Amy Award, which, I mean, if you're gonna read, like, I mean, she has a lot of tropes in that series and it's really good. So
Yeah.
that's my other football recommendation.
It's Only Love by Lexi Ryan. It's part of the
The
boys at
Boys of
Jackson
Jackson
Harbor.
Harbor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the sister's book, actually, but he's a retired NFL player coming back to the small town. But if you're going with fake dating, forbidden romance, you could try Bishop by Sawyer Bennett, Dirty Talker by Marilyn Kelly.
I love Bishop. I have that down for something else.
To love, so if you want Sibling's Best Friend, To Love Jason Thorne by Ella Mays. Also, you've got Piece by Piece by Kaylee Ryan. That's a virgin heroine that's done really well, and it makes sense why she's a virgin.
Yeah.
And if you want that one bed, forced proximity kind of vibe, 4 Day Fling by Emma Hart, if you haven't read it, again, what are you even doing?
Yeah. And Amy's newest, the latest book, The Pussy Next Door, it's a virgin hero.
Virgin
So,
hero.
yeah.
Okay, the next book I did read, and we did a quick shot of romance over on Patreon. We did Drawn to Darkness by Michelle Hurd. This was Hidden Identity, Mafia, Instant Connection, and Division of Class.
And my first thought with Hidden Identity and Division of Class was Dangerous King by Sienna Snow,
That's a good
which is
one.
book one in the Street Kings. It's Nick and Danny. She has a bit of hidden identity. She's like a secret hacker. He's back in town. This is also kind of like a childhood friends to lovers situation. That book is hot. That whole series is really good. Like, if you haven't read Sienna Snow, like, start here.
I like Sienna Snow. I like her books. Everything. I mean, I didn't love the Midnight Dynasty trilogy,
But
but
yeah, I think that was a out of her control
I think that
situation.
was not her doing. Okay, what else do you have?
I also had Beautiful Vengeance by Katie Robert. That's book four in the O'Malley series. It's Sloane and Jude. So she's hiding away, pretending like she's not an O'Malley. He's coming back for a little bit of vengeance. Her family killed his family. He's a McNamara. They have the whole like family war going on for the mafia in Boston, right?
Yeah,
Or New York.
Boston, Boston.
Boston. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Anyway. But anyway, I love that series. Like, I don't read a ton of mafia, which I'm trying to increase my amount, but that is one of my favorite series.
That's a really great series. It's really well done. And even at how old it is, it holds
Yes.
up really well.
Yeah, I just read it last year and it's, I love it.
His to Defend by Rena Morgan,
Oh.
Mafia, Division of Class. Instant connection. It's another one of those that, like, he sees her and he claims
Yes.
her. So, if you like, so I was thinking about this actually over the weekend because I had a chance to do proofreading on Aurora Rose Reynolds' new book that's coming out later this month.
So
And
jealous.
damn freaking good, people. Like, pre-order, so good. But in Aurora's book, she often talks about the boom. The moment where the hero is just struck dumb and all he can see is going forward is her. And that is Rena Morgan's, that's her heroes. That's all of her guys. They all have that moment of, this is my person.
Yes.
And if you know, like mafia, but you're not like wanting it super dark, ridiculousness, and if you like Katie Roberts' O'Malley family
Yes.
series, check out Rena Morgan's Nolan Knight series.
I
They're
agree.
very much on that same plane. Little Dove by Lila Frost, that one, again, Mafia, Hidden Identity, Instant Connection, Division of Class. Callum by Cal O'Reilly works really well too, if you haven't read those.
Read the first two in that series and I really liked it.
I macheted
Both of
that
them.
series. I read it all over the place. But it works. Okay. False Start by Candy Steiner. What do you got?
The first one that came to mind with this one was Homecoming King by Penny Reed. That is book one in the Three Kings series. It's Abigail and Rex. He's a football player. He comes back home for, I forget, like, forget where I come, a wedding, I think. And so he runs into Abigail at the bar. He doesn't realize who she is. He gets really, they get a little inebriated and go home. And then there's some fake dating going on. And I really, really like that book. So if you haven't read Penny Reed and you don't want to necessarily dive way down into the Winstons or the Knitting in the City, like this one's just, I think it's just three. So and only two are out right now. So it's a really good book. I liked it a lot.
And I forgot to mention the tropes for this one. This one, again,
Oops.
football, sports romance, fake dating, second chance, and she's a single mom.
Yeah, there's no single mom in the first one that I mentioned, but it's still really good.
Okay, what else do you have? Because I don't have any for this one.
Oh no. I also had Kiss Me Tonight by Maria Lewis, which is book two in the Put a Ring on It. He's a retired football player, sports analyst. He goes to like hide away in some small town and his neighbor is the coach of the local football team, and he gets hired to be her assistant coach. She's a single mom. Her family is like football royalty in the town. It's a really good book. If you haven't read that series, I highly recommend it.
Okay, so next up, Forbidden King by Laura Pavlov. And as I read through this one, it felt very much like it could be the same as Crossroads that Devney Perry wrote. Like,
It
some of these
does. Yeah, it looks a
small
little similar.
towns are kind of blurring together a little bit.
I agree.
So this one is a small town, friends to lovers, brother's best friend, found family. A little bit forbidden because it's the brother's best friend, childhood friends. Apparently, it's a golden retriever hero and he falls first.
I mean, I will just say that I don't have a shelf for golden retrievers my Goodreads. So when I go look for them, I don't necessarily like pull them out. But I think I got a good one for the first one.
Okay, go for it.
I had From the Heart by Nora Everly. That's book three in her Sweetbriar Mountain series. So it's Violet and Jake. Jake is Violet's ex-husband's best friend. And again, he saw her first. Apparently, I have a theme going on with these tonight. Apparently, I like those books. But anyway, she gets divorced. She has two twin sons, I think. And anyway, so Jake just kind of gets in there and proves to her that, like, her ex-husband's like a jackass. And, it's a little bit forbidden, obviously, because he's her ex-husband's best friend, but they've been friends forever. He's been in love with her forever. It's a small town. Yeah. I
So,
love that series.
if you like golden retrievers, if that's what you're looking for, Wild by Sawyer Bennett is a great golden retriever.
It okay? All right. See, I
He
think
is.
I'm bad at
He is.
shelving those.
Ball Peen Hammer by Lauren Roe. He is
Oh.
also a golden retriever. Like, if you have not read that series, I just love Lauren. All the Feels by Olivia Dade. He's a pleaser. He just wants to be the goodest boy for her in that book, also.
Yeah. I put down, and I don't know if you read this one. Did you read book three in T.E. Louise's Be
No,
Still? It was A Little Luck.
I don't think so. I read one and two.
Yeah, so that was a similar situation. Like, he's always been in love with her. She dated his best friend who died. And so anyway, there's like a whole backstory there, but he had like suffered a little bit through addiction, and so they're kind of coming out on the other side. She's also a single mom. He definitely falls first. They're friends. So I recommend that series too. I really like books two and three in that series. So
So the next book, Forgotten Desire, by Corinne Michaels. This is the book when I went to read reviews on this book, because I've not read it.
oh.
I didn't like book one in the series.
Okay.
I
I
did
have
not love
not
it.
read any of her books, so I don't know.
And it wasn't about writing, it was about the storytelling that bugged me. So in Forgotten Desires, this is a second chance marriage of convenience billionaire romance. There's 14 years between their second chances. She did not have sex with anyone for 14 years.
That sounds like the fifth book in The Edens by Debney Perry.
Yeah, like it was.
Fifth
Anyway,
book?
based on the
I don't remember,
reviews,
whatever number.
it's a second chance marriage of convenience billionaire romance. And again, how many have we seen of those already just in the first six that we've done?
Yeah.
So, do you have
Yeah.
any other unique books for that one?
I had three for this one, actually. My top one, the first one I thought about was Beautifully Broken Redemption by Katherine Cowles, and I had to like slow myself down to say that because the alliteration.
Yeah.
But that's book five in the Sutter Lake series. So that's Anna and Mason, and she needs a husband to get custody of her niece and nephew, and Mason kind of comes in, and I think he's working for the security firm, so I don't know that he's necessarily a billionaire, but he's definitely
No, he's a
has more
billionaire.
means than she does. Is he?
He,
Yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
he
I
definitely.
couldn't remember.
He has a
But
big
yeah.
fancy house. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I was like, I can't remember if he was like really well off or if that was like a
I think
family
he's
thing. I
the
couldn't remember.
original, like he's the owner and everyone works for him.
Oh, okay. So I thought the owner. Oh, that's right. He is the owner. The other guy that I'm thinking about hires him. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting
Yeah.
those confused. It's been a minute.
That's okay.
But yeah. I really recommend that book and that, honestly, that whole series. So,
Yeah, and again,
and
go ahead, what else do you have?
I was just gonna say I put down, it's not really second chance or anything, but I had The Wall of Winnipeg and Me by Mariana Zapata, the marriage of convenience of that. It was kind of second chance because she worked for him, so, and then she leaves him, and I don't know, I thought it was a good read for me recently, so I had that one. And then I had My Unexpected Vow by Harlow James. That's book two in the California Billionaires.
Oh yeah, that one works for that one
That
a
one's
lot.
really good. Like, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So.
So then we had Rena Kent's God of War. This is the sixth book in that series. And again, based on reviews, I don't know the Amazon top 100.
Yeah, there was a, well, I think just a lot of people read it.
Yeah.
Like, because this was
Well,
like the last one in that series, right? And
it
everybody was
was.
waiting on it.
And it was supposed to be a couple that everyone was really excited for. And we've all been there, right?
Yep.
We've all read a book that, like, it's the most anticipated couple or character from a series, and then it just doesn't hit. I mean, that's what happened with me in Jay Salmon's last book in The Boston
Yeah.
Billionaire. That last book, you had this enigma of a character, and then it just kind of plopped.
Yeah, I mean, and I think too, when you get those longer series and you're waiting on a certain character and you build it up in your mind somehow, and then when it
Yeah.
doesn't go how you think, it's kind of like a big letdown.
So this one was dark romance, arranged marriage, broody hero, sunshine heroine, forced proximity, amnesia, and praise kink.
My recs for this match nothing but amnesia. So
Okay, go ahead. What do you got for amnesia?
just take these with a grain of salt. So I don't read it. I feel like I read a bunch of Amnesia back a
Back in the
long time ago, but
day.
I didn't remember any of them except Hidden Star by Nora Roberts, which is The Stars of Mithra, book one. So anyway, Bailey wakes up and she's got like a stolen diamond in her possession and she has no idea where she got it from. So she goes to like the local police department and meets a detective named Cade. And they figure it out. This is all kind of like a mystical kind of situation that, that was really like, I was like, what have I read that's Amnesia? That one popped up. And then I had Blaze of Memory by Nalini Singh, which is part of her Psy Changeling series. So it's all paranormal. That was the only thing I could think of. So.
So I went with the arranged marriage route and kind of broody
Oh,
hero versus
good call.
sunshine. So The Bastard's Bargain by Katie Robert, but I think it has a different name now.
Yes, and I can't remember that. No, actually, did they change that one yet? Because they were doing them in.
That's the very first book, isn't it? Isn't it? Oh no, that's the last
That was the
book.
last one. Yeah, I don't
So
know if they've changed that one just yet, but they're changing them all slowly.
yeah, Mary Lies by Amanda Richardson,
Oh,
again,
so good.
arranged marriage, and Obligation by Aurora Rose Reynolds, which is book two in the
Underground
Underground
Kings,
King series. Yep.
which so good. That whole series.
Okay, so are there any others in this list that you absolutely want to talk about?
So, what did I have? Oh, so I think the only other one that I was like, that I felt like I had some good ones was like The Little Sunshine by Layla Frost, because I haven't read Layla
Yeah.
Frost and I know you guys read those
I
books,
read
right?
Little Dove. I have not read Little Sunshine. Leah has, and I know that a couple community, Jen Ellen might have read it.
Okay.
So what do you have for
The
that
only
one?
I put down The Heathens by Alta Hensley, the Heathens Hollow book that we
Oh
read.
yeah.
Like,
Have you picked
I
up the
really
next
like that
book?
book. Huh?
Primal?
You've got it?
Have you picked up Primal? It's out.
Not.
Primal's out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a
See, I
why
don't
choose
know.
though. It's a why choose.
Well, apparently I'm okay with that these days. I don't know though. I haven't read one that's not paranormal yet, so maybe that'll be my first one.
Maybe.
So yeah, I had that one. I thought I really liked the first one, so I'll probably try the second one. And then I also had the Enslaved duet by Gianna Darling.
Okay.
Like that's her. So she does the Evolution in Sin, which I hated because it's cheating. And then this is the second like duet in between before you get to the anti-heroes, but it's pretty dark. Alexander like basically takes Cosima in an arrangement, and there's a whole lot of like BDSM. It's kind of dark, but if you like that kind of thing, I recommend that series to get to her anti-heroes duet. So
Yeah. And so the tropes of that one were BDSM,
oh.
dark, age gap, billionaire, daddy kink, instant connection. And I think we've talked at length of like age gap, billionaire, daddy kink, you know, like
Yeah.
some of these, I do feel like some of these were
Similar.
similar. And as we're looking at this list, it does lend some weight to those people that feel like so many books feel wash, rinse, and repeat right now.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The only other one I thought about was Love Unwritten by Lauren Asher. It's a single parent, slow burn, billionaire, enemies to lovers, family saga. And I really just thought of this blue Grass Empire series that Sawyer Bennett's writing right now.
Yeah, I'm very excited to read that. I just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that because the last of our list that we didn't talk about was Ivy Ash, which is by Ivory Ash by Nicole Fox, which is a mafia book. We had Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood. So this is War by Megan Quinn, Sweet Spot by Bella Matthews, and The Dixon Rule by Elle Kennedy. And again, these were like, fake dating, sports romance, age gap, forbidden,
Yeah.
billionaire. It just kind of missed, like, it just started to feel the same.
Yeah, and I think The Hero She Craves by Anna Hackett is on there. And
Yeah.
that was really the only, is that the only romantic suspense one on here? I think it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I haven't read that one yet. I do typically read all of Anna Hackett's. I just haven't gotten there yet. That's one of her newer ones. So
It was the only romantic suspense on this list. Again, it was really heavy into the small town, second chance, sports, and billionaires.
yeah.
So that was what's trending for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Olive Fred. Okay. So it is now that time. And Amanda, it's that time. You have to do it with me
Is.
because no one
I'm
else is
gonna do
here.
it. I'll do
Okay.
it.
It's that time for
For
Book
Book
of
of
the
the
Week.
Week. I'll do Leah's Jazz Hands.
Leah's Jazz Hands. It is Book of the Week time. Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
Okay, my book of the week, and will probably be my book of the week for every week for the rest of the year, is The Wrecked One by Brittany Shaheen. That is her final book in the Falcon Falls series. And when I tell you that that book is appropriately named, it destroyed me. Like, I was not expecting what happened to happen. It was, I just.
And that's the final book in that
It's
series.
the final book in this series, and everybody comes to the party and something terrible happens. Like, I was not expecting it. Like, this, honest to God, my favorite book by her now.
Okay,
Like,
that's big
and
words.
those are big words. And like, I was still traveling when I got the ARC for this book, and I was like leaving my friends to go read it. I was like, I'll be back. Like, I'm like, I was like, I can't. Like, and I got to, like, early on, something big happens. I had to put it down and walk away. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get through this.
So
So
big suspense, The Wrecked One by Brittany Shaheen.
yeah.
That's okay. Okie
Yeah.
doke. My book,
And what
the
was your book of the week?
To Catch a Sub by Lila DeBoy. This is new out. I think it's only been out 2 weeks, but I happened to catch a TikTok on her when she was talking about the covers. And I'm like, this sounds like my kind of book because one of the things that we have recently learned about Becky. I'm not a huge fan of action adventure romances, right? But I do
That's
like a
fair.
mystery, but I love a heist and a spy. Like Ocean's 11, sign me up.
Oh, okay.
What book are there's a movie out there where they're all like magicians and they actually use their magic show to steal.
Oh, yeah. I forget what it's called, but I know what you're talking
Yeah,
about. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman is in that book or
Yeah,
in that
Jesse
movie.
Eisenberg, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love a heist. Give me a heist, a jewel thief, I am in. And then, so this is To Catch a Sub by Lila DeBoy. It's Enemies to Lovers, Who Did This to You? Kink and Toys, because her books are always super kinky.
Is it a series
Kidnapping,
or?
this is book one. I
Oh.
do think that there's room for a book two, but it ends with an HEA for this couple. It is sexy, it is suspense, it's romantic heist. So basically, he's an Interpol agent who's been chasing her. She's a jewel thief,
Ooh.
but someone else is after her, and they end up hiding out in a BDSM club. Their safe house is a BDSM club.
Nice.
I mean, hello. So this is book one in the Club Alibi series.
Nice. Fun.
Anyway, totally, totally in it. And if you like a heist, you should check it out. Okay, so I announced in Patreon this week and then over on social medias that we have a new segment to the podcast. switching things
Yes,
up.
we do. That sounds fun. Like, I like it. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna give us a little new like avenue for books we may not have picked up before.
Right, because our community is really diverse and we all read
Yep.
very differently, and some of us have different go-to authors. And so this puts books that should be on our radar, maybe, or if you loved something that we didn't know was really out there,
Yeah.
and we want to hear about it. So we have oh my God, the Patreon book pick of the week. This is our new segment, and we're thrilled with our first installment of it. So what we're going to
Yay.
do is each week we'll feature a Patreon book pick. We'll email a different Patreon. It's at random. I'll email you and ask you to send me either your last 5-star read or a book you think deserves more attention. Maybe it's been out a while and it's your
Yeah.
favorite book and no one is talking about it. So I started this. Our very first pick is from Carrie, and she gave the suggestion of 9-Month Contract by Amy Dawes. This was released April the 11th of 2024. Tropes for this were grumpy sunshine, small town, age gap, their neighbors. It's a surrogacy romance, a little bit of breeding kink. It's available on KU and Audible. And she did the audiobook listen. And this is what Carrie had to say about it. She listened to this book on a long car ride, and it kept her so engaged that the story that with the story that the only time she paused it was to get out of the car for stops. Wyatt is a complete grump who is a man of few words. He is in search of a surrogate because all he wants to do is to be a dad. After having no success finding through an agency, his niece, Everly, steps in and thinks she can find a better match. When Everly heads down to the agency, she goes to post an ad for a surrogate and runs into Trista. Everly thinks that Trista will be the perfect match for Wyatt. Trista was rejected by the agency and life has not been on her side. Trista is quirky and the antics cracked Carrie up. Her main reason for doing the surrogacy is because it came with housing. Everly pitches the idea of Trista being the surrogate to Wyatt. He agrees to meet her and they decide to do it and get pregnant on their own before spending the money at the clinic. During that time, Trista moves into the apartment above Wyatt's barn. Wyatt starts the book with just a single goat, and Trista has a way of getting her way, and slowly she has Wyatt saying yes to more animals. Carrie said the audio had her laughing so much, it was definitely a mood read for her. So, and you know, Amy Dawes likes to push the boundaries and be quirky, so I venture to guess it's probably
Yeah.
along those lines. Anyway, so the title of that was The 9-Month Contract by Amy Dawes. Carrie, thank you so much for providing us with our Patreon book of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you to Swag Pack sponsoring authors for July is Elaine Trommel, Sienna Snow, and Sarah Bale. You can find more information about becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/bookcaseandcoffee. Okay, make sure you come back and join us here Wednesday night for our discussion of Fake Love by Jocelyn Soto. And then we're back next Sunday night with a group of author friends.
Yes, that's going to be a blast.
It's Amy Award, Mike Elaine, and Sylvie Stewart are going to come and hang out and talk about writing quirky romance and rom-coms. You can find the current list of books for our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates and join our community of romance enthusiasts over on our Discord. We also, summer reading is coming to an end
Oh,
Friday,
yeah.
and we're going to
Yeah.
have our slumber party Friday into Saturday morning, and then Sunday or Saturday night is book club. So next week is all bookish. So if you did summer reading challenge, you have to have everything in by the 21st of July, and then I'll have a thing up if you want to get a participation sticker.
Yay for stickers.
If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out and joining me and talking books.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance. or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.